everybody. This is Lids Life Lessons Podcast, July 15th, 2019. I realized before I didn't have a disclaimer, and I decided I really should, and I don't know who's listening to this podcast. Hopefully you are, and thank you for your support. So here's my disclaimer. I have no credentials as a counselor, therapist, or life coach. The credentials I do have is that I've been on life's journey for many years and have overcome many obstacles in my life, and still I'm a work in progress. The purpose of this podcast is to share some nuggets I've learned along the way, things that were game changers for me, inspired me, motivated me, and helped me realize that I'm not alone in my struggles, and also called me out for my BS. It's that simple. Listen with an open mind. Take some, all, or none of the ideas for yourself. Be the person you were meant to be, and I'll strive for the same. And remember, attitude is the mind's paintbrush. It can color any situation. And that's a quote by Barbara Johnson. And today's podcast, I'm focusing on mindset. And I'm going to start again with a quote. Attitude is the paintbrush of the mind. It colors everything. This is my mother's interpretation of the Barbara Johnson quote. Personally, I like my mom's version better, and they're still saying the same thing, so it really doesn't matter. And I feel that mom wisdom is so much better than some stranger I've never met. So the podcast, as I mentioned, is about mindset. A few years ago, I read a book by Carol Dweck called Mindset, The New Psychology of Success. I'm not really a self-help reader, but this was recommended to me by my brother-in-law, and I trust and respect his opinion and recommendations. This book was a game changer for me. I, like so many people, are of fixed mindset, and I aspire to have a growth mindset because the obstacles become more manageable, and quite frankly, the sky is the limit with a growth mindset. First off, I strongly believe that words matter. How I talk to myself and how I express myself to others makes a big difference in the outcome that I want, outcome that I need. The inner conversations or monologues I have with myself can be motivating and effective or demeaning and damaging. I have chosen to treat myself with the same sort of kindness that I would with a friend or family member that I care about. Why should I treat myself any differently? I matter, and I'm the only one who can change the trajectory of my life's journey. One of my most difficult obstacles has been to be able to express myself appropriately. I'm a very sensitive person and react viscerally to many things. I, like so many others, avoid conflict at all costs. But to what end? Conflict, if handled appropriately, can be highly beneficial when it comes to solving problems. And isn't that the goal of conflict resolution? In the political climate we're currently in, I'm doing my best to keep my eye on the facts, not how I feel about issues. My point of view matters, as does yours. So why should my voice be minimalized or marginalized? Because others don't agree? I've come to realize that I need to be honest with people, especially when I'm engaged in a conversation about something I'm passionate about. My past reactions have been to agree or at least compromise my opinion or get very upset, only to walk away feeling defeated because I didn't really express myself as I had wished to. To have a growth mindset, I must be brave, conduct regular inner reflections, and determine ways to nurture my choices that are more in line with how I want to live my life. Again, the book is Mindset by Carol Dweck. I highly recommend this book, especially if you're desiring to make a change. It's a great start. And I'd like to leave you with a Carol Dweck quote, "Becoming is better than being." Cheers.